Moses is telling the people to follow God's law diligently. Be careful then to observe with all your heart, with all your soul, these statutes and these decrees. And we know that the law of God is summed up in that charity, that service, which is known as love for one another. That love from God that we are to share with one another. With God first and foremost above all, but with one another as well. We should be aware of Jesus's intention by revealing this to us, how important it is to love one another. But not only, as Jesus says, not only those who are good to us. That can be a sacrifice, maybe even. If we're a very selfish person, we might find it hard to do that for somebody who's good to us. But even he's showing us to be loving towards those who are not good to us, our enemies. We should not be tricked in this into thinking that if I pray for my enemies, then they're going to get to be more wickeder or worse because of my prayers. They're not. They're not. If you pray for your enemies, they're not going to become more wicked because of your prayers. Good things could happen for you, but also for them, if you pray for them. There can be a turn of heart, a change of heart. So Jesus is instructing us to do that which most people do not do, Christians, to pray for our enemies and those who persecute us. Think about them, the people that you have a hard time with, and love them. Show them, do acts of charity, of kindness for them. This is what we are called to do. God's not tricking us. You're not encouraging anything evil. Jesus sees your good works and will reward you. And he rewards us, gives us himself today in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him.